additional student fee at referendum this fall. Help your campus radio station serve our community with news, music, arts programming, podcasts, and more. Watch your emails for ballots from the AMS and vote yes for CFRC's fee increase on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. Your voice, your station, your vote. Thank you for your support.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program is all about the classics, with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. This week, we're getting to some funky stuff from the 60s and 70s. I've been on a funk roll kick lately, so I figured why not dedicate a whole episode to it. These songs are full of groove, rhythm, and just the right amount of rock to get you moving. So, let's jump in. First up, we've got a song I could not stop playing this summer. Honestly, I didn't really even get into the band until recently, but now I'm obsessed. Here's Up on Cripple Creek by the band. Enjoy!
The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. And she defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. The odds were in my favor, I had them 5-1. And that leg to win came around the track, sure enough we had won. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a leap. She bends me, I don't have the speed, she defends me. Hey. She tore it up and threw it in my face, just for a laugh. Now there's one thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my teeth. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me in my spring a leap. She tempted.
see my Bessie again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I sprain a leak. She mends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
Okay, guys, I seriously love that song. I actually visited New York last summer where I got to see the infamous house where the band recorded music from Big Pink. Didn't leave with any new musical talent, but I did get a decent photo out of it. All right, next up, something that I actually just found out is the band Three Dog Night has a bit of Canadian roots. Their drummer Floyd Sneed was actually from Alberta. Little do you know. So here it is, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Want some whiskey and you wanna sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scaring you up to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun.
She's a son.
Mama told me not to come. 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 Mama told me not to come.
And a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there. Rock by The Doors. The first time I think I actually ever heard that song was in a Paul Thomas Anderson movie named Licorice Pizza. That movie had a huge impact on the music taste I have now and is a big reason why I listen to the 70s. Check it out if you haven't already seen it. I love, love, love that film. All right, now we're switching things up a little bit with some more modern artists who still carry that same funky vibe with that sweet 70s guitar. First up is Nobody But You by the Sheepdogs.
Every time I feel this way, I know I need you in every day. The Canadian Stuttering Association Conference 2025 is coming to Kingston November 7th to 9th. Did you know about 1% of Canadians stutter? That's hundreds of students right here at Queen's. Each year, this national conference brings people together who stutter and their allies from across the country. It has previously been hosted in Ottawa and Montreal, and this year we're excited that it's happening in Kingston, at a location just a short bus ride away from campus. If you're a student who stutters, this is a great opportunity to connect, learn, and build community. Bonus, the conference is organized by a current Queen's Medical student.
I was born for this.
That was Curtis Harding with Felt It Inside. I love his music. It's always super melodic with a modern feel, but you can still hear that 70s groove in there. It's really easy just, I find, to relax to. All right, we are diving back into the 70s now with some Paul McCartney and the Wings. And okay, I've got something to confess. Paul is my favorite Beatle. And I have some exciting news to share with all of you. I actually, in maybe just a little over a week, will be heading to Montreal to see the Sir Paul McCartney live in his Got Back tour. I am seriously so excited. I've already seen Ringo, so after this, I can officially say I've seen half the Beatles live. I've been checking out his set list, and it's packed with all his classics, of course, including the one I'm about to play. It's got the perfect mix of funk and rock that I love. Check it out. Let me roll it. All right, everyone. Gotta keep the classics rolling. So up next, we have Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards were actually influenced to write this song while they were in Brazil together, presumably on a ranch and engaging in some cowboy activities. But they started with a country-style idea called Country Honk, then flipped it into the funky rock version you all know and love. So enjoy. Right, I hope everyone enjoyed that song just as much as I did. Next up is what I'd say is the modern day Honky Tonk Woman. It is known as Honky Tonk Hal by Marcus King.
Getting them.
Now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Morio, the first full-length album by Kingston artist Lucas Wimmer. Performed, recorded, mixed, and mastered entirely by him in his home studio, this album is a departure from his previous releases and projects with a focus on songwriting. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Morio by Lucas Wimmer on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it here called Let Go with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
that was Showdown by ELO. ELO was honestly one of the first bands that made me fall in love with 70s music. I don't think they have a single bad song, yet they're so underrated. You barely hear them mentioned, but in my opinion, they're one of the best bands to come out of that decade. Back in May, I actually got to see an ELO tribute band at the Kingston Grand Theater, and they were incredible. They even played that past track, Showdown, and totally nailed it. This song has the perfect mix of rock and funk that I love and I know you love. All right, now shifting gears a little bit, we're heading to what I think is a pretty underrated but amazing Bob Dylan song, The Man in Me. Let's get into it. Well, folks, we're coming to an end of my set. I hope you enjoyed tuning in to Peace, Love, and Jenny. I'll be back next Saturday at 8 p.m., so make sure you come listen again. Hope you liked getting a little funky tonight and vibing with some classic tracks that mix funk and rock. To wrap things up, I've got a little bit of a hidden gem for you. And what I mean by that is a song that I think everyone should hear at least once in their lifetime. I'm going to try and do this every week, so stay tuned for that. And here's some of my favorite songs that, of course, like I just mentioned, should be listened to at least once in your lifetime. All right, for this week's hidden gem, it is Freedom by Jimi Hendrix. Okay, everyone, I hope you enjoyed listening. Have a great night.
So I bought my lid. even messing with my children, and you're screaming at my wife, get off of my bed, if you wanna get out of here alive. Freedom, that's what I want now. Freedom, that's what I need now. Freedom, to live. Freedom, so I can drink water. You got my soul screaming and hollering. You know you hooked my girlfriend. You know the drugstore ma'am. Well, I don't need it now. I'm just trying to slam it out of her hand.
This November, the Alma Mater Society at Queen's University will hold its annual fall referenda for AMS student fee collecting groups on November 12th, 13th, and 14th. The referendum will be held online via Simply Voting. Eligible students will receive an email from the AMS at 12:01 a.m. on November 12th with instructions and links to cast their ballots online. Learn more about AMS elections and referenda at myams.org. CFRC 101.9 FM's funding drive is now underway. Join us this fall for great events, including our fun and game nights at Minotaur Games and Gifts downtown Kingston on November 13th. Bring your pals and play cards and board games with CFRC volunteers for free. Door prizes are available for $10 ticket donations, available now via CFRC.ca. The fun starts at 7 p.m. Join us at Minotaur for CFRC Fun and Games November 13th. See you there.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. This episode is An Evening with Dave Carroll. Dave has been playing most of his life with Sons of Maxwell, then as a solo artist, and had great success with United Breaks Guitars. And he's also an author of children's books, and he's been touring the world as a public speaker. Here he is, Dave Carroll.
You're here at the Carlton,
yep.
And we've got a sell-out crowd, which is nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is the best listening room in Halifax, probably.
Yep.
And that's what I'm doing tonight. It's all the songs I'd like people to listen to, so this is great.
Good. And you've got a new album on deck.
So it's called Until One Day, and it was released during the pandemic, so I think it's probably been 2 years, but it feels like yesterday.
Right. And you've been writing a bit lately, I know.